With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration is pausing all immigration applications for people from 19 countries.
The pause puts on hold a wide range of immigration-related decisions, such as green card applications or naturalizations for immigrants from 19 countries that the Trump administration has described as high risk. Earlier this year, people from those countries were banned from U.S. travel. This latest crackdown is part of the president's sweeping immigration changes in the wake of last week's shooting of two National Guard troops by an Afghan national. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Tennessee,
I am humbled beyond belief to stand before you tonight as your next representative.
Republican Matt Van Epps, winner of a special election for a seat in the U.S. House for Middle Tennessee's 7th District.
To President Donald J. Trump, thank you, sir. Your endorsement made the difference, and I will never forget it.
Van Epps defeated Democrat Afton Bain to keep that seat in GOP hands. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth defending a follow-up military strike on a suspected drug-running boat off the coast of Venezuela. While describing the U.S.-Russia talks as constructive, a top Kremlin aide says there have been no breakthroughs toward ending the war in Ukraine. Vladimir Putin met yesterday with U.S. presidential envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner at the Kremlin. The Putin advisor says territorial issues key to ending the war have yet to be resolved. Not guilty, the plea entered on behalf of the Afghan national charged with murder and assault, the last month's shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. Watching Wall Street, stocks in positive territory now. The Dow is up 166 points, the Nasdaq 9 points higher. This is SRN News. The U.S. will no longer commemorate World AIDS Day.
President Trump has instructed federal offices to stop spending taxpayer dollars on the event, which has come to be seen as something that promotes the LGBT agenda. The administration says it will continue helping in the global fight against the disease, but will skip the commemorative aspects. Before winning his second term, the president vowed to stop spending money on promoting the LGBT agenda after hearing from many angry constituents. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Texas law taking effect tomorrow is designed to keep males out of female restrooms in certain government-owned buildings and schools. Republicans worked for more than a decade to pass the so-called bathroom bill, which requires people to use the restroom, shower, or changing room matching their actual biological sex. The bill does not include any specific guidelines for enforcement and does not punish an individual for using a public facility that does not match their sex. This is SRN News. Talk about high egg prices. This one, a rare Fabergé egg crafted for Russia's royal family, is sold for more than $30 million.
The egg auctioned by Christie's in London on Tuesday was just one of seven remaining in private hands. It's made from rock crystal with a snowflake motif of platinum and 4,500 tiny diamonds. It opens to reveal a basket of jeweled quartz flowers. The egg was commissioned by Tsar Nicholas II in 1913 as a present for his mother. It changed hands several times and was believed lost until it was auctioned in 1994. It shattered the previous record of $18.5 million paid for another Fabergé egg in 2007. Keith Peters, Washington.
Discount retailer Costco is going to court. It's demanding refunds on higher tariffs it has paid. More details at srnnews.com.